Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective with Crown Financial Ministry CEO, Chuck Bentley.
Well, last time I gave you some warning signs to help you spot many of the financial scams that are a byproduct of the current recession. Things like offers for easy loans, get-out-of-debt-quickly programs, or companies that won't give you a physical address. Well, today I want to tell you what to do if you think someone may be trying to scam you. And these are all from an article at Forbes.com. If you're applying for a loan, avoid paying any upfront fees unless it's small and for something specific, such as a credit report or an appraisal. And always make out payments to the actual lender, not a broker or a middleman. Second, get the offer in writing and take the time to get advice from someone you trust, a financial advisor, a family member, or a close friend. Now, there's no need to rush, and if the person you're dealing with wants you to act immediately, well, act immediately and head straight for the door. And finally, Google them. Odds are, if the company you're dealing with has scammed someone else, there's something about it online. Make separate searches for the company name, their phone number, or email address. Scammers can always run, but the Internet's made it a lot harder for them to hide. Now, you can also check with the Better Business Bureau or local and state regulatory agencies. At My Money Life, we want to help you manage the resources God's given you so that you can become financially free, and we certainly want you to avoid those pesky scam artists. I hope you'll take a few moments and visit us online at crown.org.
You've been listening to My Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. For more information about My Money Life or Crown, go to crown.org. That's crown.org.